It is the Riot. We are in the studio with Lennox.
Yay!
Do you guys have any brands that you want to support just at the start?
Like coming off of Danger Scene and they're ringing endorsements of a few products.
Red Baron and American Standard.
Unless they're writing checks. I'm not mentioning their name. Nope. But I'm available to the highest bidder.
That's right.
And the bar is set very, very low.
Just give us a dollar.
Does the buck will do it.
Okay, right on. Well, you know what? Talk to me after. We'll see if we can get you guys set up. Because for whatever reason, I don't know, I believe I actually have $2 in my pocket right now.
All right.
So, so now you're going to be sponsored by Obadiah for the next show that you have.
Done.
It's pretty exciting.
Done.
It really is.
Wear a t-shirt, banner, whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll go way in the hole on this.
Actually, you know what? I just started that Twitch channel. Maybe for $2, they could wear my Twitch channel.
That's a great
idea.
It's
perfect. It's perfect. Just as a complete side note, where are you guys at on the new Golden Girls Clue edition that just got announced?
Oh, wow.
Do you guys play Clue ever?
It's been a while.
Yeah. If I gave you a Golden Girls edition, would you be more likely to play?
It's also been a while since I've seen any Golden Girls.
I used to, like,
you used to watch it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been a grip.
Hot minute, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's time. Like, I literally, they just announced it.
It just pulled up.
It just happened.
Okay.
You guys could be playing.
It was
next.
Blanche in the kitchen.
With the cheesecake.
With the cheesecake.
Oh, my God.
Done. Done.
I bet that's an actual scenario.
I bet that is. I bet that's the winning one every time.
So, Lennox, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah?
Excited to be back out, playing some shows, traveling around.
You don't seem very excited when you say that.
I am.
Remember, the camera's on you.
I was dancing on the intro.
Yes, that's right.
So did you guys feel like the venue was too hot last night?
It was a little toasty.
Yeah.
It was a little bit toasty.
Yeah.
The third song in, and I looked at Michael, and I was just like, whew, yeah, we're
sweating now. We're sweaty. Doing this.
Yeah. No, it was fun, though. It was a cool place.
Good. So cool are you venue. Doing a lot of shows now, or are you just spot dates here and there?
We've got just kind of three in the row. We booked a festival for Saturday on the Jersey Shore.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's doing a fist bump.
Yeah.
For those who aren't watching him.
If you're not watching on Facebook, you missed it.
You missed it. Yeah,
okay,
see?
Anytime. Radio Log U Riot in. Or Radio U, this will be there.
Okay.
That'll never go away.
Yeah.
You just did. That's for history.
That'll always be in style. So we're routing out to that, which meant a show here last night. We were playing Pittsburgh tonight, and then we're there Saturday, and then a smooth 13, 14-hour ride home.
Woo!
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Now, Obi, did you want to ask and get an update on the Lennox pool party situation like you mentioned earlier?
Every time we talk, I want to know about when is your
the
next
infamous
bring your
pool
own pool
parties.
Party.
Looking like it's going to be in June.
Okay.
Plan a little trip.
Okay. All right.
Send you an invite.
Okay. The question that I came to today that, like, when everybody's setting up their pool, it's probably pretty exciting. Like, everybody's inflating, the water's coming out, whatever.
Is everybody your nickname for me?
Well, okay.
I'm assuming that, like, more than you are coming.
At
like,
the Lennox household in the yard, everybody's supposed to bring their own pool. So, like, you have your own kiddie pool, not too big. Like, you have to probably keep it still pretty small. And so do they bring it and then set it up there? Or?
Most of them either have Amazon delivered to the house beforehand.
Shut up.
Or they drop it off per our request because it takes, like, 2 hours to fill these things.
Sure.
Right.
And eat
right.
it. Yeah.
So, and then they're a little warmer if it's the second day. So the day before, I'll set them all up. But then everybody leaves them every year, and I clean them and dry them out and everything. So I have 8 or 9 in the
attic.
And
then they can come and pick them up?
They just come the next year.
You're telling me that if I go ahead and inflate my pool and drop it off.
Yeah.
No, I can just drop it off.
Yeah.
You're
going
to inflate it, put it water in it, and then clean up the mess?
Yeah, if you have any dry cleaning you want to drop off either, that's really
we'll
fine.
We'll cook your food.
Yeah, whatever you got.
That's normally not how parties are.
Very accommodating.
You know, like,
that's a
we bring
Nashville
a side
party.
Dish and we bring a dessert, but that's about it. We don't make you blow up all the pools.
The only thing different about a Nashville party is that you just show up 2 hours late.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
So we started at 10 a.m., which means we start at noon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my question was, like, when everybody shows up for your bring your own pool party and, like, okay, so everything's set up, like, once everybody gets in their pools,
what do they do?
What do you do then?
You just hang out.
You're just sitting there?
Yeah. I mean, usually you go to someone's house and you have some
snacks.
We
don't do that.
No. You know, on TV shows when they do that?
Okay, because we're just going by Golden Girls. Like if they're at a nice friend's house and they brought the cheesecake.
If they're all hanging out in the kitchen.
Okay, in the kitchen.
Get rid of the table. Put a pool in there.
Okay, that's it. You're supposed to talk to each other and see how it's going.
Yeah,
okay.
We have hot pools. So like, yeah. You'll end up in a pool of two or three people.
Okay. Yeah.
And then like after a while, you're done.
Just go to another pool.
Yeah, it's like going to someone's house, but you're just going.
You're going to their pool.
5 feet away.
Yeah. I just don't know if I'm comfortable enough with my personality
with
and
your
my
bikini body.
I might Skype in for that.
Sure.
Like, you guys can just pass, you know, like the iPad from pool.
Just
to pool
get
it,
like
or
a water,
something.
A waterproof one.
Yeah,
and just,
yeah.
It'll put you on a float and we'll just have just, you bobbing around.
Sounds like a great time. Really does. So we're spending time with Lennox. What did you bring me?
Oh yeah. So you may have known that we did a yard sale recently, which historically don't go great for us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I totally forgot because...
What did you bring him?
So,
it looks like CD cases.
Scott and I have a same problem. We buy a lot of discount DVDs.
Oh, yeah.
So what'd you bring?
Is that all of your movies?
I've got... These are all the ones that didn't sell. So that's all of them. Yeah, that's all of them.
So wait, are you giving him these?
No, let me keep them.
They are yours.
We got
please take them. We do not have those in our house.
They're from a very specific time period.
So these are just DVDs, no cases.
Okay.
Oh, check out that last one's at Five Iron Frenzy.
Where's the movies? Like, I mean, Aqua Teen Hunger Force is missing.
Yeah, I think actually one of the film guys probably says
so, like,
some are missing and some are pirated, but a lot of them are legitimate movies.
Pirated at the last pool party.
Here you go, Harvey Birdman,
yeah.
The Lady Killers.
Man,
I really do feel like I'm in Blockbuster.
Yeah.
We've got Disc 2, Season 2 of The Family Guy.
So is this random?
They're pretty random.
Christmas Story, The Office.
You need to pass these out at shows. Why are you selling these things at shows?
Kids don't know what DVDs are anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I'll autograph this copy of Clerks 2 for you. Like, for only $1.
Well, you've got quite the gift. Thanks for not bringing me that.
There's two cases, but I was going to let you decide.
Look at this. More the, like, it's hard to, the case is hard to work with a little bit here. But, you know, if I was moving a little more slowly,
sure,
be fine. So, dude, you know what? Like, between this and your pool party, like, we could have, like, a 2004, like, throwback. You know what I'm saying?
Watch some DVDs.
Yeah.
Hang out in the pool.
Dude, seriously, I wish you could come to my house right now because if you saw the shelf.
Of his DVD collection and Blu-rays.
I had to start stacking them like a different...
That's awesome. Are they organized in any particular way? We got alphabetical?
They used
genre?
To be. Like they used to be, but now...
Yeah, they're alphabetical by like plastic because they still have plastic on them because he's not washing them.
What?
He just buys them and puts them there.
Not all of them are like that. I do have 5 copies of Star Trek 2.
But no one's commenting on that.
Lennox.
Thank you guys so much for coming in and sharing us again about the pool parties and now the DVD problem as well. We didn't know about
that.
It's
not my problem anymore.
It's not his problem. It was always his.